In this episode of the Fresh Approach podcast, we're talking about life, what to do when those lizards, squirrels, and bees show up and get in the way of you achieving your goals, plus two proven ways to help your follow-through be way easier and less stressful. So let's get started. You are listening to the Fresh Approach Weight Loss Surgery podcast with me, your coach, Mary Clark, 17-year bariatric surgery educator and advocate, and for the last 7 years, a weight loss surgery patient. Here, we focus on the bariatric surgery guidelines in a fresh way, creating successful and peaceful weight loss surgery journeys. Stop trying to fit your life into weight loss surgery. It's the other way around. Weight loss surgery is a part of your life. So whether you're just getting ready for surgery or had it 6 months or 6 years ago, it's never too early or too late to live your healthiest and happiest life with weight loss surgery. I'm always looking for new ways to explain to you how to help you understand that you can live a more peaceful life and have a more peaceful journey in life, whether that be with weight loss surgery or really anything else, that it doesn't have to be so hard, that it doesn't need to feel like such hard work all the time. I'm not saying that all the things we need to do after surgery are very simple and no problem and so easy, because it does take planning and it does take action. And it does take our effort, but it doesn't need to be super stressful and super hard work all the time. So I want to give you the example of how it doesn't need to be so hard and how you can do this, how you can look for signs in your own life. So recently, when I was at the Arboretum, and there's this path that I usually walk with my son and my granddaughters, we usually go a certain way, and we're usually there on the weekends. You hearing that word, usually? But I was there on a weekday. I got close to our regular path. I was there alone. I went on a weekday when everybody was at school and at work. And I got close to our regular path and I heard these machines. They were using rototillers and turning up the ground. They were getting ready to plant something new there. And they had spray painted orange paint lines around the area where they were working in the dirt, about the area where you couldn't come near, where you couldn't cross. So one of the workers looks up at me approaching and signals, you know, don't come this way. And then she points me to a path that I could, where I could go around where they were working, a different path that I had not gone down before. That was not our usual path. And I had that initial feeling of, but wait, I've never been down this path. I don't know where it takes me. I always go down that path, and that's the path that I like, and that's the path that I'm comfortable with, and I don't know anything about this other path. I don't know how to go this way. I don't want to go this way. I mean, it's just all of those quick thoughts of, but wait, this is uncomfortable. This is not my usual way of doing things. And then I thought, wait a minute, Mary, this is like the weight loss surgery journey. This is like our lives. We get comfortable going down a certain path we like, our usual routine, but then something happens. You know what that is? Life. We usually get up at the same time, or we take this certain route to work, and there are things that we usually do in the morning, but then something happens. There's a rototiller next to you. There's orange spray paint on the ground, and you can't go that way. So when I came down the new path, there was a lizard scampering right in front of my foot. And then a squirrel ran across my path. And then there was a bee flying next to my head. So I'm sort of like dodging this, moving over here. And I realize what I'm doing. I'm adjusting, adapting, and pivoting as necessary as I walk through the beautiful grounds of the Arboretum. This really is just like our lives. This is just like your weight loss surgery journey. Can you see that? Things are going to come up. You're going to get unexpected phone calls, people who drop by your cubicle or your office or your home when you're just about ready to sit down and eat your healthy dinner, or just before you're about to head to the gym or start your dance routine workout video, you get a phone call. And it's for you, of course, to have boundaries around that. That's another podcast episode, but then it's for you to adjust, adapt, and pivot as necessary. something's going on at work, or something happens on your way to work, somebody cuts you off, you get an annoying phone call or text message, or you see something on social media that upsets you, but people are going to cut you off. But that doesn't mean that that has to lead to you stopping to get a pack of donuts at the gas station on the way to work. Or that doesn't mean that needs to mean for you to ditch that healthy lunch that you brought to work when a meeting doesn't go well, and instead you say, you know, never mind, I'm just going to go eat pizza with everybody else. We need to be able to have the skills and practices so that we can take it in when life happens, when the lizard crosses your path, when the squirrel jumps in front of you, when the bee is buzzing around your head, that you have the skills to move, to adjust, adapt, and pivot, because you have your goals and you want to live your healthiest and happiest life with weight loss surgery. On this particular day, I was at the Arboretum for prayer and meditation. I just really wanted some quiet time for myself. And still, I realized I was holding on to this thought. Wait, this is not the usual path I take. This is not what I want to do. This isn't going right. And then I caught myself, and it was perfect timing because I needed that message. And my hunch is you need to hear this message too, because you have this evidence in your own life. You don't have to go to the Arboretum and dodge lizards, squirrels, and bees, but you've got this evidence in your own life. When you start thinking that the weight loss surgery journey or any other journey in your life is so hard, that there are so many things you have to do to take care of yourself after surgery with exercise and nutrition and protein grams and vitamins and water and follow-up visits and getting enough sleep and your mental health and everything else you have to do, it feels so overwhelming just to try and take care of all of that every single day for the rest of your life. But I know you have evidence in your own life of other things you're managing really, really well right now. And when things come up, you just figure out how to work with the situation or how to work around it or how to make the best of what's happening and still follow through with the things you need to do in your life. You can probably find this evidence in your job, in the organization that you volunteer with, at your church, in your community, with your family, with your friends, in your neighborhood. You're already adjusting, adapting, and pivoting every day in all of these areas. So you do know how to do this. I think that with weight loss surgery, when it's about taking care of ourselves after surgery, we get very caught up in the, this is so hard. You have so much at stake. It can be an area of shame for you if you haven't worked through your obesity story yet. It can be an area of, wow, you went through all of this to have weight loss surgery and you've regained weight. And so there's can be some fear around it. But what I'm trying to teach you to do is to not have so much fear, to have less stress and more peace, because this is a lifelong journey. I talk a lot about you having the evidence from your own life. In fact, my clients will say to me, Mary, I found the evidence when we're talking. And that's to disprove that you can't do something, to disprove those negative thoughts that you have that aren't actually true, but to prove that you absolutely have what it takes to live your best life and have a very successful weight loss surgery journey. So for this, collect the evidence from your own day, from your own life, the same way that I did at the Arboretum. Let it empower you and remind you so that you can feel within yourself, I do have what it takes to do this every day for the rest of my life. I'm already doing it in this area or this area or this area because you are. Remind yourself, I do this all day long. I do it with my kids or at my job, or I do it where I volunteer. I do it in my neighborhood. I do it in the way I manage my home. You probably do it just trying to get to work in the morning or to an appointment. You adjust, you adapt, you pivot because things happen. And I know you have the evidence. You just want to put it into action for your weight loss surgery journey. It doesn't need to feel so hard. This is a lifelong journey, and you want to make it more peaceful, less stress, more peace. It's a lifelong journey because you don't hit goal weight and then you're done. That's not how this works. I think many of us thought that the biggest struggle would be over once we either got close to goal weight or hit goal weight. But this is an unending journey. This daily taking care of ourselves after weight loss surgery, and really everybody, this is a lifelong journey. But you know what can end? The daily struggle can end. The fear of regain, that absolutely can end. Yes, the 7 fundamental bariatric surgery guidelines are lifelong. And if you're pre-op or early post-op, I would say under 2 years, I'm telling you, this is a lifelong journey. These things, and especially when I hear I'm hitting the loser's bench or I'm in Wonderland, and I've said this before, milestones are wonderful and I want you to enjoy them, but they're not necessarily permanent or guaranteed. It's so important for you to develop your personalized plan, your way of following through with each of the guidelines, because it's a commitment you made to yourself, and that absolutely is permanent. But for so many of us who've had weight loss surgery, goal weight or nearing goal weight, that perfect size of jeans, those results are temporary, not permanent, not guaranteed, because life happens and the weight can come back easily. So it's really a matter of learning new skills and putting practices into place that will support you each and every day of this lifelong journey. For when those lizards run across your path, or a squirrel comes out of nowhere, or you find bees buzzing around your head, because you want to live your healthiest, happiest, most peaceful life with weight loss surgery, so that you can do all the things you wanted to do when you first decided to have surgery and improve your health and improve your life. I know it wasn't just that you had medical conditions or wanted to be off medications or not have so much weight to carry around. Even if you didn't write down your bucket list, can you remember what you were thinking about? A dream that maybe you had that you thought, is that even possible? Can I climb that mountain? And that could be a metaphor for something else in your life or an actual mountain. Even now, what's crossed your mind? Is there anything you realized that you thought, wait, why haven't I done these things that I thought were out of my reach? I'm asking you, where are you living and embracing that healthier life? What did you want to do? Are you doing those things that you weren't able to do before surgery? You're here to enjoy your life to the fullest. And a big part of that is figuring out how not to make this weight loss surgery journey so darn stressful. Bottom line, I know you can collect evidence from your own life that proves you do have what it takes to make this weight loss surgery journey yours and to be successful at it. Not so darn hard, less stress, more peace. So yes, we're talking about weight loss surgery, but really what we're talking about is life, because weight loss surgery is a part of your life. It's not your whole life. Your life shouldn't be all about the weight loss surgery journey, even though a lot of the time that's what it feels like. And yes, there is a lot to stay on top of after we have weight loss surgery, and that's on top of everything else we have to do to manage our lives, right? Your family, your home, your children, possibly your parents, your community. But when you think about all the things, the other responsibilities you have in your life, if you only do those things, if you're not also out there having some fun, being creative, spending some time alone to think and just be, time to pray, time to meditate, spending time in nature, it gets harder. It feels too hard, like it's too much. When my clients leave creativity or time alone in prayer, meditation, contemplation out of their weekly plans, when they tell me, oh no, I haven't really been doing that, or I haven't had time for that. Do you know what else I know is coming, what they're about to tell me? They don't do as well with exercise or planning their meals or tracking their protein, or they don't sleep well, or they forget to take their vitamins, or they're not drinking enough water. It happens all the time. Taking care of themselves, their weight loss surgery journey gets harder. And people will ask, why does that happen? Explain that. It's because life becomes all about counting the calories, counting the protein grams, tracking how much water you've had, paying the bills, driving to work, putting gas in the car, checking the air in the tires, doing the laundry. You're going through the motions. You're not living. And if you're not actively creating, actively participating in creating something that comes from inside you, and by the way, that's not watching a funny movie. That's really more play. I'm all for funny movies and funny cat videos, but that's fun. That's not something that comes from inside you. That's not actively participating in creation, creating something. I'm talking about dancing, watercolors. I have a client who makes beautiful, beautiful, charming greeting cards for her friends and family. This is about making blankets. Another client, knitting, crocheting, sewing, needlepoint, more clients. I have one who creates these adorable little wooden boxes with little paintings and pictures for her grandchildren and now kids in the neighborhood. I have another client who enjoys trying new techniques and new colors of makeup. And when she's run out of room on her own face to play with, she'll get her sister or her niece to let her practice on them. And that's her being creative. One survivor client is planning her holiday parties and her house decor. And they send me pictures and they show me what they've done. They look forward to it and they realize when it's missing, when they don't open up time in their lives and plan for creativity. And hold on, if you're out there right now telling me, "But Mary, I'm not a creative person." Here's this. There is no such thing as creative and non-creative people. Only people who use their creativity and people who don't. If you're alive, you're a creative person. Those are quotes from Brené Brown and Liz Gilbert. So if my clients aren't opening up time and actively practicing creativity in their lives, all the other things that they need to do, their job, their home responsibilities, and everything they need to do to take care of themselves after weight loss surgery, it gets harder. It becomes more stressful when they leave out creativity. The same happens when they don't consistently open up space for meditation or prayer, time alone and reflection, time alone in nature, time to journal. Because on top of creativity, your time alone, your time to be with yourself in prayer or meditation, time for reflection is so important. One of my clients realized if she could make time for a little prayer and meditation about halfway through her day, we're not talking a long time, an hour or something, maybe just 10 minutes, that it would serve as the reboot that she needed for the rest of her day, a way for her to sort of de-stress from the morning, let go of what had maybe not gone the way she wanted it to in the morning, and reassess where she is with her plans for the day and where she needs to adjust, adapt, and pivot in the afternoon and the evening. And that's her special time. That's how she renews and re-energizes the day. And that's why because she's become so successful, or one of the reasons why she's become so successful at meeting her goals most days. Most days, not every day. I don't meet my goals every day. We're human. But my clients who are clear on their vision for living their best lives, how they want to be in their lives, and that means physical health, mental health, emotional and spiritual health, the things that they want to accomplish at work, with their families, in their homes, and what they want to accomplish out in the world. When they create a personalized plan for how they will achieve their goals, not only the steps they'll take each day to follow through with the fundamental bariatric surgery guidelines, but for all their goals, whether that be figuring out how they're going to afford and plan and get the whole family on a vacation to Hawaii, clients who want to retire with purpose and in peace, people who want to move to a new home, have a new home, change careers, repair and renew a relationship. They've laid out their steps for achieving their goals. And very often those are bite-sized, manageable turtle steps. But turtle steps taken each day will eventually get you to your goal. And not just when they're talking with me, but these clients are also making a point to reflect on their days, to reflect on their actions, to assess what's been going on, to get clear if the actions they're taking daily are actually getting them closer to their goals. And if they're not, they get clear on where they want to adjust, adapt, or pivot the next day so they are heading in the direction they want to go. And they practice creativity, and they spend time in prayer and meditation, or time in nature, or time journaling, or time just to be alone, just to be. What are you doing for creativity? What are you doing for your meditation or prayer practice? And I respect all faiths and beliefs, so whatever you feel comfortable with, what are you doing to get back in touch with yourself and to quiet the noise? How are you opening up time just to be with yourself and to really ground yourself? How are you taking steps, and how can you plan for it? Because when you do, when you bring creativity into your life, and if not daily, at least a few times a week into your life, and when you spend time in prayer or meditation, quiet time reflecting on your life, assessing how things are going, and making inspired plans for action steps, I promise you, and again, my students and clients who do this, who take the steps to plan for and follow through with creativity and time to renew themselves, journaling, meditation, who spend time in nature, it makes a huge difference. And this is one big way. This is one way how they de-stress the weight loss surgery journey. This is how it becomes a more peaceful daily practice, a daily flow of taking care of themselves, the best care of themselves. And since you've got to do it for the rest of your life, isn't that the way you want to do it, with more peace and less stress, not so darn hard? And I'll let you in on a little secret. The weight loss surgery coaching that I do, yes, we get clear on the guidelines and we make personalized plans, but it's mostly life coaching, because weight loss surgery is just one part of your life. And because really our guidelines are no different than the guidelines for anybody, for really everybody. What are they? Eat well, exercise, drink plenty of water, take your vitamins and supplements as directed, see your doctor regularly, get plenty of good quality sleep, and take care of your mental, emotional, and spiritual health. These guidelines aren't any different than they are for your best friend or your next door neighbor. This is all about complete wellness and achieving the best health for our best lives. These are really developed practices after we get clear on how we can take the best care of ourselves in each area. And we bring in all the other stuff, the play, the joy, the creativity, the time alone in meditation or prayer, whatever works for you, being in nature. And we learn and we practice how to adjust, adapt, and pivot, that beautiful art. Because this is life. And this is what it takes to live a peaceful life and have a more peaceful, less stressful weight loss surgery journey that's lifelong. So wouldn't it be better to do it that way? So I'm asking you, what did you enjoy doing when you were younger? Maybe as a child, when you were a very young adult, or maybe even a few years ago. What have you always wanted to try? When you're scrolling through Facebook and you see Facebook friends or acquaintances, maybe somebody's painting or doing some kind of craft or dancing, and you think, that looks like so much fun. I want to try that. I encourage you, make plans. Choose your action steps, open up that time, and go do that. And if you're out there telling me, oh, sure, Mary, like I have time to go scrapbook or paint or color or take pictures or make blankets. I have a job and a family and so much to do. It's not possible. Let me share this with you. Unused creativity is not benign. It metastasizes. It turns into grief, rage, judgment, sorrow, and shame. That's another quote from Dr. Brené Brown. It's what she found in her research. And I'm telling you, when you consistently bring that kind of joy, that creative joy into your life, watch what happens. Watch how much easier, and I'm not saying that there still won't be bumps in the road, but watch how much easier it becomes, how much more peaceful it becomes to follow through, not only with the bariatric surgery guidelines, but with all the other things that you need to do in your life, Not all the time, but my friend, much of the time. These practices help your whole life, and that matters, right? Okay, I'm going to share some of my favorite Brené Brown resources and episode notes, so check those out. And if you're not already in the Fresh Approach Facebook group, well, get in there. There's also a link to join in episode notes. And if you're listening to this podcast in real time, I want to hear from you about what you need next. What kind of support are you looking for, hoping for, with your weight loss surgery journey? Check out the conversation in our Facebook group. You can click a link in episode notes to get you to that conversation and share your opinion, your vote. I hope you're doing well. I hope this podcast has given you something to look forward to, something you can count on, something new to bring into your life. I hope it inspires you, knowing that you can create a less stressful, not so hard, a more peaceful weight loss surgery journey, because it's lifelong. And to think of it as something we dread, well, what kind of success can we possibly achieve when we're feeling that way, right? This is better. Until next time, love, light, and grace to you.